Today is Thursday, March 14th, and you are listening to Current 2, brought to you by Just Bagels, in must-know news. The U.S. House of Representatives passed a bill banning TikTok in the U.S. if its Chinese owner ByteDance doesn't divest in the next 6 months. The ban would instate a presidential process to extend to other apps owned by foreign adversaries and intends to protect American citizens' data from outside governments. The bill passed 352-65, but is on shakier ground in the Senate. The death of Next Benedict, the non-binary 16-year-old who died after a fight in their school bathroom, was confirmed as suicide by medical examiners. Family members said that Next faced bullying and harassment at their Oklahoma high school. Benedict's death prompted rallies and vigils across the U.S. as a reminder of the dangers faced by the LGBTQ+ community. And the judge in Donald Trump's Georgia election interference case dismissed 3 charges against him, saying that prosecutors failed to provide enough detail for the alleged crimes. The charges claim that Trump solicited public officers to, quote, find him votes and new presidential electors after his loss in 2020. 10 charges remain, and prosecutors may reinstate the indictments given proper evidence. In other notable news, the large chain discount store Family Dollar announced that their parent company will be closing nearly 1,000 stores due to poor market conditions and store performance. Actress Olivia Munn revealed yesterday that she was diagnosed with breast cancer last year and underwent a double mastectomy. She encouraged others to assess their cancer risk. President Biden started a campaign through the Great Lakes region to amp up more support for his re-election in November. He announced $3.3 billion in infrastructure changes, including massive projects in the state of Wisconsin. And Paul Alexander, a Texas man who had used an iron lung since contracting polio at 6 years old, passed away at the age of 78. Alexander gained a large social media following in recent years by recounting his life on the internet. A word from our sponsor. Discover the authentic taste of New York bagels with Just Bagels. Crunchy on the outside, chewy on the inside, and no artificial flavors. Order now at justbagels.com and text bagels to current2 for 10% off your order. Have a great day, everybody, and thank you for listening to Current 2, the easy way to stay informed.